buy your old house out. You think you got gold or silver or wood or hay or stubble? God's going to send the fire to try. And it said, if any man's work abide that he's built thereupon, he'll receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. It wasn't talking about sin either. It's talking about what you do for God, your giving. Where do you put your money? You give it to some old guy like I was listening to Kenneth Hagin the other night on the radio. That wasn't a lousy, stinking mess. I never heard anybody spew out such a bunch of junk and garbage and sewage in my life. I'd rather hear a Catholic priest run a seminar than I had Kenneth Hagin or Kenneth Copeland, his wife. That's a bunch of sewage. Amen. He'd read something out of the Bible and he said, but it don't mean that. That ain't what it means. So the Greek says this, and the Greek says that, and the Hebrew says this, and the Hebrew says that. And here it is over here, and here it is over there. And you'd hear his congregation. Like the laughter of a bunch of fools. That's what they are. Hey, this is going out in public, you know. That's where I want it. Praise God. This will go all over this nation. It ain't just stopping here. It's going all over the country. That's where it's got to go. Praise God. If the foundation, somebody tears your foundation off from under you, then what are you going to do? I know what you're going to do. You're going to fall. Your building, that everything you built, is going to collapse and be destroyed in a terrible wreckage as a result of that storm that's coming or that fire that's going to come. God's going to try it. Lord, have mercy sakes in this world. All right. Back to the old book of Isaiah here just for a moment. Isaiah 28, he spoke of that foundation. In verse 16, Isaiah 28, he said, therefore, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Well, you know, in New Testament terminology, said shall not be ashamed, whatever connection or relationship that has. Then he says, judgment also I'll lay to the lion and righteousness to the plummet. And hail shall sweep away the refuge of lies. Hey, these fellas tearing up these cornerstones and foundations and guideposts and beacons and lighthouses and everything our fathers put up, it's not going to stand. The hail's going to sweep away the refuge of these people that takes refuge in lies of these old phony theologians and men of God, professing men of God around here, teaching people some old charismatic junk or some old Calvinistic perversion. Yeah, it ain't going to stand. It said, water shall overflow the hiding place, and your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it, if you don't get on the right foundation. For the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night. And it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. People's going to hear about your fall. And their ears are going to tingle. These old Christians that follow these sorry preachers around, just twisting scriptures and absolutely tearing up the Word of God, just destroying its effect. Now here's the reason. Verse 20 in Isaiah 28. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. They can't get under them scanty coverings in that little short bed. They hang off and it won't cover them. God said the scourge is going to come by and destroy that covering. For the Lord shall rise up and in Mount Perazim and shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his act, his strange act. Now therefore be ye not mockers. Don't go around be a hypocrite. Mockers means pretenders, mimickers, or hypocrites. Don't go around and pretend. Lest your bands be made strong, for I have heard from the Lord God of hosts a consumption, even determined upon the whole earth. Consumption! God's going to destroy everything that's not built on that rock, Christ Jesus. He that heareth Christ's words and doeth them is the wise man that has a foundation that's down on the rock. And then when those storms of life come, when those floods arise, When those rains descend, that's the terminology Jesus used in Matthew 7:24-27. He said, they beat upon that house that was founded on that rock. It fell not. But that man's house that heard my sayings and did them not shall be likened unto a foolish man that built his house upon the sand. Then when the rain descended, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And that 28th verse says in Matthew 7, says, and they that heard it were astonished at his sayings, for he taught them as one having authority, and not like them scribes. Folks, we got too many scribes out here twisting the scriptures. Praise God, instead of men of God speaking from the word with authority, not twisting it to their destruction and to those that follow them, but teaching it to the salvation of the souls of those that believe it and obey it. Praise God. This is what we got to give ear to. Now, what are you going to listen to? Isaiah 28:9. Who are you going to teach knowledge, he says, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast, for precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, this is a rest, wherewith you may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear, but the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line, here a little and there a little, here a scripture and there a scripture. Why did God send the word in that form? So these smart alecks, these that trust in their education, in their old humanistic values and philosophies, here's why he did it, so they might go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken by the devil. God don't want them. You got to listen to the word of God, preach scripture here and a scripture there, and put those scriptures together and come out with a composite view that's the truth of what God is teaching in the doctrines of the word of God. Who are you going to make to understand knowledge and understand doctrine? Get him off the milk. Get him off the breast. Praise God. Get him on the road to perfection. And we have some scripture on that over in the Hebrews, the 6th chapter. Very beautiful too, beginning in verse 1. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. Don't have to go and lay it down again. Make your foundation on the rock to start with. You want to come back. Go on to perfection. Don't lay again the foundation of repentance from dead works, faith toward God, of the doctrine of baptisms, of laying on of hands, and of resurrection of the dead, and of eternal judgment. And this we do if God will permit it, and he will. Praise God if we'll contend for that faith that was once delivered unto the saints. Now we have a great inheritance, but we have something that we have to take care of and guard with our lives, and that's the dogmatically contend for the faith that got us to God, that's going to keep us in the divine favor of the Lord. What that grace that it took to save us is going to take the same grace and truth to take us home. We're going to have to continue in the grace and in the truth. Praise God. All right, look at this scripture. This is a wonderful scripture here. I just love these things that Paul wrote here in 2 Timothy 2 and beginning in verse 14. Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit. See, don't go around a preacher that's striving about the word. You know, he's got to have the Greek, and he's got to have the Hebrew, because the Bible, these fellows that wrote it, that had the documents that the Bible was written in, those copies of the Word of God that were preserved for posterity, in the manuscripts, we call them, of the Bible, they were written in Greek and Hebrew, and 46 men took 8 years and come out with this beautiful Bible we have here, with no error, the truth, written in terminology that even a fool can understand. Yeah, you know why these theologians and humanists don't like it? It's too plain for them. They got to saturate it with humanistic values, with old mysticism, oriental mysticism, and all that mess to confuse and to pervert the teachings, the right teachings of the Word of God. Confuse the believer and and keep the sinner from really finding God.
This is the end of side one. Please turn your cassette over for side two at this time. Thank you.